Cairo Radio.
And this is Seattle's Morning News. Good morning, Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. A federal investigation continues into the Seattle School District's handling of an alleged rape during a Garfield High School field trip. But demonstrators who plan to picket the Seattle School Board meeting this afternoon say this is far from an isolated incident, and they want some fundamental changes. Here's Cairo Radio's Josh Kearns.
The incident happened in November of 2012 when the then 15-year-old and nearly 30 other students attended an overnight nature camp in the Olympic National Park. Out of fear, she initially reported a stranger had come into her cabin and raped her, then admitted she had snuck into a neighboring cabin with other girls where the young man forced himself on her.
There was no doubt that he raped our daughter. He admitted, even to the principal when he rolled in with the bus, that our daughter told him to stop. And we know that from the district's own investigative report.
But her mother, who we're calling Mrs. Miller to protect the family's identity, says the district failed to investigate properly for nearly 6 months. The family spent countless hours pushing officials to take action, but the district seemingly dragged its feet. After federal law enforcement investigated, no charges were ever filed, even though there was plenty of evidence of rape and another girl reported witnessing it happening.
Our daughter sustained a devastating, life-scarring trauma, which has completely demolished our family life.
The district is now facing a federal investigation for failing to launch a prompt investigation required by the federal Title IX Act. Miller says the family only learned about Title IX months later, and after she began looking for other reports, she says they were completely empty and that the district was seemingly ignorant or ignored the rules completely.
There have been numerous cases of sexual assault in the Seattle School District. Victims have come forward and reported their assaults to us.
The school district would not respond to a request for comment, but in a previous statement said it takes the issue of sexual assault seriously and continues to work with all parties involved to address the concerns that have been raised and ensure that the appropriate legal process is followed. And it says its own investigation concluded there was no evidence of a rape. But Miller and others won't be silenced. They formed a new organization called Stop Sexual Assault in High School and will picket Wednesday's school board meeting. They're demanding numerous changes in district policies and procedures they say could have prevented her daughter's rape and the whitewashing of the investigation. And she says after the devastation of her family's ordeal, the goal now is to build a national movement.
That's happening because so many people are outraged.
The demonstration is planned for 4 p.m. just ahead of the school board meeting. The rape is not on the agenda. In Seattle, Josh Kearns, Cairo Radio News.
And we have full coverage of this story. Plus, you can get links to all the documents in the case at MyNorthwest.com.